This is a dictation for Gina Miller, G-I-N-A-M-I-L-L-E-R. Date of birth 11/9/2023. Date of service is 2/20/2024. Date of birth is 11/9/23 and date of accident is 7/15/2023. The patient allegedly fell on water on the floor while she was trying to use the bathroom at a truck stop. The fall was significant according to the patient. She fell unrestricted, hitting her head and buttocks, and the impact caused mild headaches along with this pain in the neck, mid back, upper back and lower back across, as well as shooting pain to both the legs posteriorly as well as to dermatome fashion, more on the right than the left, with numbness and tingling of both the feet and all the toes. The pain was moderately severe from 6 to 9 initially, and now the patient reports that she still has the ongoing pain in the mid back and lower back to the tune of 9, with the occasional shooting to the right buttock and right thigh off and on, although most of the pains are now slightly better and 70% improvement is reported. ADLs are reported affected is 9. Kindly review the chart for the ADLs for system review for additional history as well as substance abuse and compliance history. Physical examination reveals blood pressure of 119 over 76, pulse 80, pulse ox was not taken. The rest of the exam is the same from the previous visit, dated 1/11/2024, dictation number 0115-077. Diagnosis is the same. Plan is to continue physical therapy 3 times per week with the neck, mid back, lower back, with traction massage, home therapy, and acupuncture. Chiropractors are also discussed and recommended. Yoga exercise is recommended. Patient continues disabled for work, housework, and transportation. Her meds and labs have been reviewed, and patient is found to be in compliance. She's continuing using DM supplies like neck brace, back brace, donut pillow. The improvement is going on slowly and surely. An MRI of the cervical spine and lumbar spine was ordered. That shows a bulging disc at C2-3, C3, and a herniated disc at C3-4, C4-5, C5-6, and C6-7 as a result of this fall. The MRI for the lumbar spine, on the other hand, shows bulging disc at C11, C12, and T12 and L1, and L1, L2, L2-3, L3-4, L4-5 herniated disc, and L5-S1 herniated disc with major finding of ligament flagellum thickening, nerve root compression, and bilateral neuroforamen narrowing, and severe spinal canal stenosis. These findings recommend further injection treatment with the lumbar epidural and also cervical epidural injections time 4. And if no relief, then surgical procedure like spinal cord stimulation device as well as proper surgery, formal surgery, will be discussed to the patient ASAP. Once patient provides consent, this procedure will be scheduled. End of dictation, patient will be seen in 15 days' time. Thank you.